you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache. Thought we said goodbye last night.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kirk bounces one up the middle. Bats to the back. Over to first to beat the champ. You gotta knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
Good morning, heartache. Sit down.
Yeah, I would say heartbreak. Yeah, that's a good way. Heartbreak on the diamond, a good way to capture how we're feeling this morning. A tough loss for the Jays over the weekend. I was like you. I was like many, sitting there in disbelief. I felt like it was meant to be, and it did not happen. The Dodgers won their second straight World Series. The Jays and a nation left staring in disbelief. It felt like a season of destiny. How many times did we talk about that? We'll talk a little bit more about the Jays coming up in our Big Talker momentarily. We've got a full Monday show for you. Lots of different things going on. Duck Lake is setting up an opportunity to sell the naming rights to the town. This has caused a bit of an uproar. We've got the mayor of Duck Lake, Jason Anderson, joining us just after 9 o'clock. Mark Carney apologized to Donald Trump for the Ontario anti-tariff ad. Does that show strength in leadership or weakness in strategy? We'll open the phone lines to talk a little bit about that. Because it's Monday, 10 o'clock, we do the Roundtable of Justice, looking into the opposite end of the justice spectrum compared to last week. You'll remember last week we talked bail reform, sentencing reform. This week, we're talking community safety through early intervention and restorative action. We've got a discussion on economic development in the province. A strategy, by the way, what is your strategy for the leftover Halloween candy? Whether it's the stuff you bought or the stuff the kids hauled in on Friday night, we'll talk a little bit about that. And of course, we are staying on top of the breaking news this morning. An arrest has been made by the RCMP in Saskatchewan on the shooting in Weyburn, the highway shooting that occurred in Weyburn. We're staying on top of that. Breaking news, the RCMP holding a news conference this morning. We'll bring you the latest on that. All right, let's jump into today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the Big Talker.
Well, you remember we did the Pulse of the People on Friday. Do you want me to remind you of that discussion?
Jays in seven, you save it, which is a gem.
7-3, Jays win tonight.
Jays in seven.
Yeah, Jays tonight.
Philly Dodgers.
Jays for tonight.
The Jays tonight, all the way.
Jays tonight. Blue Jays tonight.
Jays in seven.
There you go. It was 90% of our callers in the short, very formal poll that we did of the Pulse of the People. 90% picked the Jays to win, which is why I think this morning is still, I mean, this is going to be the talk in the workplace. This is going to be the talk at Coffee Row, and probably will be for some time, which is why I wanted to bring someone in to talk a little bit of baseball this morning. Chris Unterreiner is now a Regina realtor. He's the owner and manager of RBI Baseball and Softball Training Center. But Chris has played a little bit of ball in his day as well. Played Div 1 college ball in the States, played in the professional baseball leagues in Germany and Australia. And on top of all of this is a big Toronto Blue Jays fan and joins me in studio. Chris Unterreiner, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling?
Well, the audio of the intro was probably the first time I actually listened to that last out. I've seen lots of videos, but you put it on mute because you just don't want to hear it again.
Yeah.
And so yeah, heartbreak is definitely the word.
I mean, how about this Jays team leading up to, like, let's not even talk about the heartbreak right now. Yeah. This season, one hell of a year for the Jays, and they put together a team. And I know you and I chatted about this off air before the interview. Unlike something we've seen in recent history.
Yeah, team is absolutely the right term. Friends, I think, is I saw a video when we were, you know, everybody doom scrolls because you're all depressed about the game. And there was a video, it was their entire roster, and it was to the Friends theme song. And I thought, man, is that ever suiting? But you talk about a group that just put it together. May, it was looking bleak. Everybody's going, okay, here we go again. And then they turned the corner in June, and they never looked back. And it was just a bunch of guys that loved each other and loved the game. And you know, relatively unknowns. You think about looking at that roster, it's Ernie Clement, who had a breakout year, broke the postseason record for hits with 30 in a month. Barger was an unknown, wasn't even on the roster at the start of the year. And then you get their, you know, their clutch guys that Vladdy signs a $500 million. But he's just one of the guys, you know, you see it on a lot of other quote teams that the big money maker is kind of on his own, but he was one of the guys. It definitely played to the Canadians' heartstrings for sure. It kind of felt like an NHL playoff. There was just a bunch of guys that were injured, banged up. Springer was half a player. Bichette had a busted knee. Ernie Clement was spiked three quarters of the way through the season with I don't know how many stitches in his leg. They just grinded it out, and you know, it's still a lot of success. Mm-hmm. But as a Jays fan, you're heartbroken for sure.
Chris Untreiner is my guest. I'm going to ask this question, and I know I got a couple of interesting responses from a few people over the weekend. Did the best team win that game? Game seven.
That's always the tough one. I think going back to the word team, and of course we are going to be biased because we have all of the Canadian broadcasts. We've got an opportunity to see them for 180 games after
yeah,
playoffs,
that's
right?
With the playoffs, yeah.
So I mean, you talk to a Dodgers fan, and they're going to say they're the best team for sure. But I think the term team is important because it wasn't just a bunch of individuals. It was a group of guys that, when you look at their interviews, you know, after wins, after losses, and of course after the World Series loss, of course they're in tears, but they just want to hang out with each other. Mm-hmm. Ernie Clement had a great interview, 5-minute interview, just talking about grinding it out at work every single day, and you know, even though they lost, they just want to hang out. They just want to be with each other.
There were so many of those, whether they were interviews or just short video clips after the game, that told the tale. Vladdy, yep. Last one in the dugout, tears in his eyes. Yep. Bo Bichette hugging Don Mattingly. That got
Donnie,
me.
Donnie baseball. Yeah. He had his opportunity. And you just hope when you, especially with Don Mattingly, like 40 plus years in the bigs, you just hope that he wants to give it another shot. Because I imagine that he's sitting there thinking, not this again. Yeah. But you and I talked before, like, this is still a relatively young team. Of course, there's the Scherzers in the mix that, you know, perform just as well as you can expect. But you get a Trey Savage, who's 22 years old, had three big league starts before the playoffs. He made more playoff and World Series starts and appearances than he did in the regular season. Mm-hmm. And they're, it kind of feels like they're just getting started, mm-hmm. even though, you know, the core of Bo and Vladdy have been together for, you know, 5-6 years. They're only 26. They're
young guys.
They're still young. There's still room to, maybe they make a big splash or two in the off season, and all of a sudden they come back going, all right, this is
right. You
know, people are hooked.
Chris Untreiner is my guest, the owner and manager of RBI Baseball and Softball Training Center in Saskatchewan. Has played a lot of ball in his day, Div 1 ball in the States, professional baseball in both Germany and Australia. It broke my heart when I heard Hoffman's interview after the game where he said, you know what, it's tough. I'm the reason these guys don't have a World Series ring on their finger right now. You can't say that.
No. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of little decisions and little directions the game of baseball can go. And when you go into a 7-game series, 2 of the games go into extra innings. You can pick apart little things here or there that both the Dodgers did well and did not so well, and the Jays did well and not so well. And, you know, I don't hate the slider to Rojas. He's been executing all night, and he leaves one hanging, and a guy that, you know, it felt like he could have gone up blindfolded and he just got lucky. And I guess it wasn't destiny, it was dynasty, but you can pick it apart. You can pick it apart. IKF's secondary lead not being big enough.
So close at home plate.
So
right?
So close, right? Will Smith's foot comes off and then comes back down, and everybody goes, oh, IKF didn't get off the base far enough. But if a line drive's hit and he's doubled off, people go, oh, he's too far off the base.
Right.
So it goes both directions, right?
Totally. Yeah. What about the bench clear in the fourth? Like that, yeah. I mean, that's not common for certainly Game 7 World Series.
Yeah, no, not at all. It kind of reminded me of the Canada-Mexico World Baseball Classic back in the day where they cleared the benches. And it was like, you know what? Even though the majority of the roster on the Jays weren't Canadian, it kind of felt like, all right, this is Canada versus the LA Dodgers. And they weren't going to take anything, and Jimenez wasn't going to take anything. Yeah. You know, a very unassuming, quiet second baseman turned shortstop because of the injury. He goes, no, this, you threw in up and in on me three times.
Yeah.
You got me. We're not going to let this stand. So we're going to stand up to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, when I even think about that catch in the field where the left and center fielder collided, but catch was made. I mean, there's how many times do we see that happen and the catch isn't made?
Yeah, there is just so many moments. You know, Rojas makes that great play at second base. Like we were just talking with IKF almost scoring. If that ball bounces 6 inches to the left or 6 inches earlier, it's off his glove. Ball game's over. If, you know, Varsho gets the ball again, it's thousands of little decisions and little things that happen throughout a game that it felt like we were there two outs away and they pulled the rug out from under us.
Chris Unterreiner is my guest, a fellow who's played a ton of baseball in his day, played some college baseball down in the States, Div 1 college ball, professional leagues in both Germany and Australia. You were a catcher. Let's talk about Kirk for a second because
Captain Kirk.
I feel like, you know, Kirk's a guy that you could see in any town, Saskatchewan, playing slow pitch.
Yeah.
Yet this guy is major league caliber. As a former catcher yourself, just some comments on him.
Yeah, I mean what did they sign him for? $7,500 after going to try. They were going to go look at a different player, and he stood out just the way he managed the game. He's a pitcher's catcher that can swing it. He knows how to call games. He knows how to block the ball. He's got a phenomenal throwing arm. He's not by far, but one of the best defensive catchers in the game. And bonus, he can swing it. He hits high 200s. He hits with pop. He had 5 home runs in the postseason, which as a catcher is outstanding. He caught a million innings. Mm-hmm. He didn't catch all 18 of that marathon, but I think he caught 12. And if you ask him, he would have rather just caught all 18.
Sure.
But yeah, he's not the prototypical athlete, but that's the beauty of baseball.
Right.
You can be 6'5", 250 pounds and pitch and hit, or you can be 5'8", 250 pounds and be a catcher.
Let's talk just for a second, Chris. We're getting close to the end of our chat. But let's just talk about Vladdy for a second. Obviously, everyone thinks of Vladdy and thinks about his home run, his strong ability to get that ball on the grass in the field. But I think in this series, we really got a true appreciation for him as a defensive player. And I'm thinking about, for example, the play he made where the ball was hit to him by Freeman and he decides to throw it to second to get Ohtani out. Yep. They get the double play back at first to Freeman. That's a heads up play.
Yeah. And he showed it throughout the year and throughout the postseason where he's making those, you know, high risk, high reward plays. But 75% of the first baseman would collect the out and, you know, he knows he's got a cannon of an arm. It's extremely accurate. And he had that play mapped out for pitches before. He goes, if this ball is hit to me at this direction, at this speed, no question I'm turning and throwing. And that's a big thing about him as an elite defender, that he has that anticipation and that awareness that if a ball's hit to me in whatever direction, I know what I'm going to do. I don't have to hesitate. And that's what makes him elite.
Yeah. Let's just finish by talking about what this has done for baseball. You are a champion and a leader of baseball in the province and in the country. This has to have done great things for the sport.
Yeah, we saw it. We saw it 8, 9, 10 years ago in the Donaldson, Bautista, and Encarnacion days where they made their run in the ALDS-CS. And this is even more. There's kids that are dressed up as Buck Martinez and and Addison Barger, who, again, wasn't even on the roster before the start of the season. For baseball and softball, it's huge. We're going to see the numbers go up because kids fell in love with the game. You know, mom and dad are sitting on the couch and it's 11 p.m. and it's the 12th inning and it's past bedtime, but you don't want your kid to miss out. I had a couple lessons with a couple kids the day after the 18 inning game. I said, guys, that was like a 1 a.m. finish. Did you guys stay up? Yeah, we stayed up. And these are like 7, 8-year-old kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Good on the parents.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to grow the game.
Yeah.
Baseball and softball.
And they will talk about that for years to come. They will tell those stories as parents and grandparents, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's the cool thing. Chris, this has been great. I really appreciate it. Good way to kick off the show today. I think we're all kind of commiserating together.
Yep.
And so I appreciate you being willing to come in and do this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Chris Unterreiner, Regina Realtor, owner and manager of RBI Baseball and Softball Training Center, and big Toronto Blue Jays fan. We're so happy to have him in studio to kick off the show today. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.